This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, July 27th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Student loan borrowers have had August 31st circled on their calendar. That's the date on which the current federal pause on repayments expires. There's been no word on an extension yet, but the government has told loan servicers to hold off on sending out bills to borrowers.
The clock is really ticking here. Every day we get closer to August 31st, and President Biden needs to make a decision one way or another if payments are going to resume and if he is going to cancel some amount of debt for a large number of borrowers.
So where does that leave borrowers? Are they likely to catch another break? Our national economics reporter Gabriel Rubin has been following this issue for us, and we'll call on him for an update after the break.
This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
The companies that service American student loans have been told by the federal government to hold off on sending out billing statements ahead of the August 31st deadline for ending the pause on loan payments. Wall Street Journal national economics reporter Gabriel Rubin joins us with what that means for borrowers who've had the repayments turned off for more than 2 years. Hey, Gabe, thank you for being with us.
It's great to be here.
So, Gabe, the moratorium on student loan repayments has been extended several times going back to the early days of the pandemic. So just catch us up for a moment. Has a plan been announced to extend the current pause beyond August 31st?
There's no plan that's been announced for another extension. This is something that's been extended 6 times before, twice under President Trump and 4 times under President Biden. But for now, we still don't know whether there will be another extension past August 31st.
Okay, so if there's no decision on an extension yet, why did the government contact the loan servicers this far in advance and ask them to hold off on sending out bills?
This is basically an insurance policy on the part of the Department of Education to make sure that they're ready just in case there is another extension of the student loan payment pause. These companies that service loans need to contact borrowers at least 30 days in advance to get people ready to start repayments. They need to know where their loans are, who holds their loans, how much they owe, and who to make the check out to. And all of that takes a lot of communication, and it requires loan servicers to be able to answer borrowers' questions about their loans. Now, you can imagine with a $1.6 trillion federal student loan portfolio from 40 million borrowers, there's probably a lot of questions out there that qualified people need to be able to answer. So these companies that service loans need to train new employees and get ready to answer all of these questions so that whenever the repayment restarts, it goes as smoothly as possible.
Ah, okay, got it. But, you know, Gabe, at first the payment pause was put in place to help borrowers facing economic hardship in the early days of the pandemic. But since then, the pause and the possibility of extending it has more and more become a political hot potato. Where do things stand on that?
The Biden administration continues to cite economic difficulties coming out of the pandemic as the reason for continuing the pause, or at least that's what they said back in April. Since then, Republicans have attacked the administration for basically giving out, in their words, a bribe to their more educated supporters. And they have tried to make this very uncomfortable for Democrats, especially Democrats who are running in elections this fall during the midterm elections. And they want them to talk more about their positions on student loan forgiveness because they think it's a winning political issue for them in the midterm elections.
Yeah, but it's not just do we extend the moratorium or not that's being debated. The Biden administration has weighed several options, including some level of forgiveness, like you said, to help ease the financial pressure on some borrowers. What options are currently on the table?
Behind this whole debate over mass student debt cancellation, it shouldn't be ignored that the Department of Education has already canceled around $26 billion for hundreds of thousands of student loan borrowers. through programs that target people who work in public service or people who are disabled or people who have been defrauded, usually by for-profit schools. But in terms of the biggest decision, these 40 million borrowers who hold $1.6 trillion in debt, they're looking at $10,000 of forgiveness for people whose incomes are below $125,000. Now, some of those numbers might be tweaked a little bit, but that's generally what we understand the White House is considering going forward.
Now, you mentioned widespread student loan cancellation, you know, beyond the incremental cancellation for some groups that we've seen. What's the likelihood of a much broader cancellation of student debt?
That's extremely unlikely. People in the White House don't think that they have the legal authority to cancel all student debt, nor does President Biden think that's the smart thing to do, either politically or economically. The much more likely option is that they cancel debt for a set of borrowers. Now, that set of borrowers could be a gigantic set of borrowers, basically anyone who has student debt who makes under $125,000 per year. But nonetheless, they would not be canceling all of the debt for all borrowers. That's simply not on the table the way it would have been if someone like Senator Bernie Sanders or Senator Elizabeth Warren had won the Democratic primary and the general election.
Okay, but we're getting closer and closer to August 31st. People need to know if they're going to be restarting their payments, and a lot of people are probably going to have to reshuffle their personal finances. Who specifically are we waiting on?
Basically everyone, from borrowers to loan servicers to the Department of Education, even to White House staffers themselves, is waiting on one thing: for President Biden to make a decision about what he wants to do with the federal student loan portfolio. The clock is really ticking here. Every day we get closer to August 31st, and President Biden needs to make a decision one way or another if payments are going to resume and if he is going to cancel some amount of debt for a large number of borrowers.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Gabriel Rubin. Gabe, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us.
Pleasure to be with you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.